The human papillomavirus, HPV, is actually many different viruses. One particular strain causes oral cancer, and doctors say the number of cases is reaching epidemic levels. Most of the victims are men who live in developed countries. Dr. Mumtaz Khan is a head and neck specialist at the Cleveland Clinic in Ohio.
There are almost about 20 million people in the U.S. who have been affected and have this virus. Most of them, however, are not related to that particular HPV-16 virus, which is responsible for oropharyngeal cancer.
Yet Dr. Khan says HPV-16-related cancer is reaching epidemic levels.
The rates of oropharyngeal cancers related to HPV has significantly risen in the last two decades. I can give you an example of several studies quoting the tonsil cancers to be about 28% related to HPV back in the 80s, and now it's up to 68 to 80%.
Right now, there's no way to screen for oral cancer. So Dr. Khan says patients need to monitor themselves regularly.
People should look for anything which is unusual, atypical, something new that is persisting, not going away, like a lump in the neck, a sore in the mouth, difficulty swallowing, change in voice.
Dr. Khan says this type of cancer is very curable, but the infection can be prevented. HPV-16 is one of the viruses targeted by the HPV vaccine. Dr. Khan says as the vaccine becomes more widely used, it's likely there will be fewer cases of this type of oral cancer. In a recent study, however, the number of parents in the U.S. who indicated they would not vaccinate their daughters against HPV increased from 40 to 44%. But the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention also recommends that boys be vaccinated against HPV. In one promising study, researchers at the U.S. National Cancer Institute said antibodies against the human papillomavirus may help identify those at risk for HPV-related oral cancer. Although the findings are preliminary, one day a simple blood test might be able to identify patients at risk. Carol Pearson, VOA News.